It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw House, the next level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw House, the next level show. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? I love that. I love that, man. That guy, Justin, wherever you're at, how you doing?
How you doing?
How are you doing, next level? Shoot.
Honestly, I'm just trying to keep my head on my shoulders. I'm just running around, man. It's, you know, like, it's crazy. You ever have those moments where you can't catch up with yourself? Like, no matter what you do, you always feel like you're behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what life feels like right now for me. It's crazy. And there's so much things that I have on my plate that I want to get done, and it's like I'm grasping at it and I can't get to it. It's crazy. But speaking about plates, I went to Mandarin yesterday.
To where?
Mandarin.
Where's that at?
Mandarin. You don't have the buffet Mandarin, the Asian people, you know?
The only Mandarin I know is from Marvel. No. Or the Orange.
You guys don't have Mandarin in the States? For real?
I don't think so.
I'm going to Google this right now. Mandarin.
Well, while he's Googling it, if you guys could do me a favor and share the link around, we're going to be talking about the giveaway stuff. So make sure you guys are watching. I'm like trying to edit this stuff as we're, let's see. Yeah. Tossing it on Telegram. Crypto arena.
I don't think you guys have this in the States.
I don't think so either.
It's an Asian buffet, like, you know? Oh, I thought it was a big thing, like, you know? Never mind then.
Okay. I think I shared it everywhere. I know 619 will probably pop in, start sharing it everywhere too. We're going to give everybody a few seconds to get in here. And we're going to give some shout outs. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about today. A lot of stuff. So last week you guys kind of took over the show and we're asking questions about giveaways and all that stuff. So we got a lot of updates for you guys. We did a whole poll thing and the poll went pretty good. A lot of stuff. Oh, we're going to have to do another crypto episode because crypto is going freaking ridiculous. We're just going to have to.
All right. It is what it is.
It is what it is. All I'm saying is there's been a lot of FOMO. There's been a lot of FUD. There's been a lot of people freaking out on the market crashing.
Hold on. Why are we doing a live stream on a Tuesday?
Oh, we're doing live stream on a Tuesday because we have... Okay, so in the United States of America, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Thursdays are live shows, so we decided to move it from Thursday to Tuesday. So here we are.
If anybody's wondering, I know that question's going to come up.
So back to the crypto thing. There's been a lot of people. So if you guys don't know what a rug and pull is pretty much when people invest money and then all the developers take the money and run. So there's been a couple because the market's crashing. And what are they doing? They're taking whatever money they have and run. The thing that gets me, I'm just like, dude, like, you guys have millions of dollars there. Why are you guys freaking out? So there's been a lot of stuff happening lately, and there's a lot of fear going on all over the place. So you guys, this is the one advice that I would say is if you guys invest and if you guys lose money, remember, you're going to have to pay on taxes for this stuff if you make money or if you lose money. If you lose money, obviously you don't pay for that, but you can report and say, hey, I lost money. That way you pay less taxes. So keep in mind, just keep that in mind. Yeah. Okay. We have a few people in here. I know it's like on a random Tuesday, so not everybody knows about this. So here we go. We're going to make the announcements on how this is going to work. Next Level, you got something on your mind? You look like you're about to say something.
Well, I was going to ask you, can you name one coin that everybody is talking about right now?
I can name a couple, actually.
You're probably going to name something completely different than the coin I'm thinking, because there's so many coins people are talking about.
Yeah. So the big one that I keep hearing that it's kind of mixed with some drama is Saitama.
Mm.
Or Satamask. You know, I know they're working on that one. There's some big rumors going around that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shill.
Yes, Shill. A lot of people talking about Shill, but that's not the one I was talking about or thinking about.
Oh, I keep hearing about this new Ethereum name service or something like that. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Okay. Yeah. I've heard about that. Yeah. That's the way.
And of course, Bitcoin is just, you know.
So none of those were the coin I was thinking about.
What are you thinking?
The coin I'm thinking about is a coin called CRO, which is from crypto.com. It's their coin. And within the last month, this coin has gone from, you know, no, let's go 3 months. So 3 months ago, let's say October 27th to right now. So October 27th, this coin was worth 18 cents. All right. Now, what did they do last week? Do you remember what crypto.com did last week?
Yeah, they bought freaking the Staples Center.
700 milli.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to know how much this coin is worth right now?
How much?
This coin is worth 86 cents.
Damn, dude. How much is it, sir?
So on the 27th, it was worth 18 cents.
Wow.
And I'm going to say it. This is not a shit coin. This is a legitimate coin. It's backed by a legitimate company that's spending a lot of money on marketing.
I'm over here looking for it now.
Dude, if you would have bought this coin a year ago, it was only worth 5 cents.
Damn, dude.
And we should have, because crypto.com is one of the largest exchanges in the world. It's backed by a legitimate company.
Dang.
Right? I don't know. I'm kind of like, why am I not in this coin? Why was I not in this coin? Like, I don't.
That's a good question.
Right? Anyways.
That's a really good question.
People are like calling me. They're asking me about this coin. They're texting me, emailing me, all kinds of stuff, man. And I'm like, yes, I'm telling them it's a good coin to be in, but I'm not in it. And I'm like, man.
Agree. I need to start looking into that, because I think Christmas, December 25th, is when the name changes. Becomes official.
Yeah. Right. And that's going to be huge. We did a whole episode. Did that episode come out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out, right?
Yeah. It came out already. Yeah. So
we did a whole episode and we talked about it. Yeah. I think it was last Friday.
Yeah. So, okay. So I know a lot of people are looking into the giveaways of what we're talking about. So we kindly thank everyone for voting and bearing with us. But we figured something out on what we're going to do. Just to let you guys know, we had a lot of votes. The most votes that we got on one product is Formula. And BuzzTV was right. It was like one vote shy. But a lot of people got in on the voting thing. So thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it. We had 33 votes on the TiVo and the Chromecast. Another 25 votes for the earbuds. 27 votes for the projector. 25 votes for the cold wallet for all you crypto enthusiasts. And security cameras, mouse pad. Like, we had tablets. Like, you guys did a really good job in voting and letting us know what you guys wanted. So appreciate you guys. Okay. Giveaway, not interested. Uno Nice. You're not interested in the giveaways? Well, we are doing the raffle. So for those of you guys who did want to get into the raffle, this is what we're doing. In the description below, for anybody who is out there that is looking to get into the drawing. Now, this is it's going to be on a first come, first serve basis. First come, first serve basis. You'll see a PayPal link. You'll see a Venmo link, Cash Out, and Zelle. The way this is going to work is do not send any other way besides friends and family. If you send it like you purchased a product, we're going to refund it right back because you're not purchasing a product. You're not purchasing a product. Okay. So just throwing it out there, not purchasing a product. Send it as friends and family. Now, this is what I'm going to do. When you guys do send whatever you guys want, we're going to have three types. We're going to have three different pools. So you could do whichever one you want. So this is how it's going to work. We're going to have, I'll explain what's what. So what you do is you go to Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, whatever it is. You choose whatever you want. When you enter, you need to put in obviously your email or your name of how we know you. So I know Buzz is saying, how do we get in the raffle? So just put Buzz and then put your name and then tell us where you're at in Telegram. Message us on Telegram. Just a private message. You could also email us. So that way we have a receipt and we know who you are and we're going to put you in the little wheel of fortune. So this is how it's going to work. And I'm going to add this to the description after the show. I don't know why I didn't do this now, but so we did put prices for the different, products. The way we're going to do it is, for formula, if you want to win a formula, if you want to win a Buzz TV or a TiVo, a Chromecast, trying to think what else. The projector, like there's a lot of products that we have. If you want to win one of those big products, it's going to be $20 to buy in. Every time we have four people, we're going to add a second product to the same pool. So we were initially thinking it was going to be different pools for every single product. We're just going to make one giant pool at the $20 price, which means you get, your odds are in your favor pretty much. You get a 25% chance of winning versus the other way where you kind of have to pick and choose which one you want. And your odds are going to be one out of 20 people or one out of 30 people, or even one out of 10, which isn't really good odds at all. Yeah. So that's how we're going to do it. Now, you could enter as many times as you want. If you're just like, hey, I want to enter in this one twice, send $40. That means your name will be in there twice and you get your odds are just increase. Every time we have four people that buy in, it's one product. Four people, one product. We get eight people, now there's two products. We get 12, now there's three products, and so forth and so forth and so forth. When we do the drawing and we pull one name out, that person gets first dibs on what they want.
That pool of products, yeah.
Of that pool of products, correct. The second person that we pull out will get whatever's left. They'll get second dibs from that pool. Third person, same thing, and so forth and so forth. It looks like we had like about 30 some people that were wanting in that big pool. So we're going to have quite a few amount of pieces in there for people to win. Okay, we're also going to have a smaller pool, a $10 buy-in pool. Now, that $10, that's going to be like earbuds. It's going to be mouse. What else is going to be there? It's going to be like all the smaller stuff. I think I have like the smartwatches. And for that one, instead of every four people, we add a product. It's going to be every three people. So it's 33% chance that you could win something. So every third person will add another product. Okay. Now, the last one, this is for anybody who's into crypto. anybody who's into crypto. Next Level has a cold wallet, and this guy is expensive. It's very, very expensive. We did have quite a few number of people that did say they want in. What we've decided was we're going to do it at $50, $50 buy-in. There's only one. There is only one of those. So $50 buy-in. If we get a good amount of people that are in there, then, you know, we'll see what we can do. If we can get another one or something, I don't know. We'll see. But $50 is the buy-in. Again, in the description below, if you send the $50, we already know you're in for the cold wallet. If, well, actually, let us know if you want the small pool, because somebody might say, hey, I want 10 entries. There you go. Next Level just flipped his camera for anybody's like, whoa, what just happened? Yeah, if you send $50, let us know that you're in the either in the cold wallet or if you're entering five times in the small pool. We don't want to put you in the wrong pool and you guys are like, hey, I put my $50 to the small pool. I should have had 10 entries. Okay. Make sure when you send it, you let us know that. And then screenshot that so that way we could keep track on that. And I'm going to have all this information in the description below again. I'll probably make a small clip. I know we could put like shorts and stuff. So I'll probably do like a small clip on the podcast here. So that way people could see it like, okay, this is how it works. If you want in, this is how it works. You know what? Actually, I'll do three. How to enter on the cold wallet, how to enter in the big prize pool, the $20 one, and how to enter in the small prize pool at the $10 one. Yeah, so all the links in the description below, that's where it's at. If you guys are wondering...
Yeah, we got a lot of products that we'll raffle off.
Yeah.
It was the best way that we thought that we could do a compromise between, you know, the $20,000 of product that we gave away last year and you know, kind of get over the hurdles that we're dealing with this year with YouTube and all the other stuff, right? So,
yeah.
I think my cousin just said what's up in the chat from Trinidad.
What's up, primo? Abs?
Yeah, I think that's my cousin, Abs. How you doing, cuz?
What's up, cuz? What up, cuz?
What up, cuz?
So, okay, I'm just going to scroll up here. I'm going to say hi to everybody real quick because I know we missed it. Real quick, also, in the description below, make sure you guys do check out our sponsors. We do have a VPN service that we promote. We are firm believers that you do need to protect yourself, so protect yourself
before you wreck yourself.
And then Buzz TV,
you know, we always work with Buzz TV, have awesome products. A lot of you guys are super excited for the raffle to win some of their products. They always have some awesome deals that are happening on buzztvglobal.com, as products ranging from I think like $30 all the way up to their premium devices like their 4900. This beast of a box that if you wanted to, you could do something like Next Level and put an 8 terabyte hard drive in there. Some really, really cool devices. So make sure you go over and check out buzztvglobal.com.
Nice. Nice. Okay, real quick. So Heal, what's up, dude? Jeremiah 619, guy on the couch. SDR, Shrink and Sharon, how are you? Donald D. Nice, what's up, man? Larry F says, I love that intro. I know.
Yeah, intro dope.
What's up, Mikey? What's up, Ian? What's up? Orale, Mike C. Diamond Dave, what's up? Uno Nice, how are you doing? Buzz, what's up, Buzz? Z3953. Grunt Streams, how you doing, dude? Good to see you. Thomas Alexander, how are you? Tim Windsor, good to see you, man. Hope you're having a good Thanksgiving. Abs, Craig, Tech for Your Needs. What's up, dude? How are you doing? Tom Lynn, what's up, man? And then just jump down. I saw it on Facebook. They're having some Black Friday sales. Yeah, they're having all kinds of Black Friday sales already. What's up, Richard Ferguson? Buzz says, oh, I thought I was late for the live.
We had a big, long, extended intro, so.
Yeah, very, very big. Okay, so... Again, if you want to enter in the drawing, Make sure you guys re-listen to the beginning, and yeah, all the way to do it, it'll be in the description below, and then we'll in the Telegram groups, we'll probably post some stuff and we'll make some short videos so that way there's no confusion. And then if you're confused, if you're like, hey, I want to enter on this drawing, but I have no idea what I'm doing, send us a message.
Yo, like, Telegram's just, where is that? If you don't got Telegram, yeah. I don't know what you do with your life.
Just do it. Send us a message. Be like, hey, I'm confused. How do I get into this drawing? Send us a message and we'll explain it. What's up, Trevor? So, yeah. Man. Oh, and I finally had to take down that doggy door. I don't know if you saw it.
You cleaned up a lot of your shit.
It's that big old long thing right here.
Right.
So I did a video recently, and Bella was going in and out through the door, and she went to bolt out the door.
Yeah.
And she has like this much room on both sides. Like, she's getting bigger, you know?
Yeah.
And she's muscle, dude. She's getting so strong.
Well, she just turned one.
She just turned 1 year yesterday. If you are in the Rojas Reviews Telegram group, I was posting pictures. But yeah, I posted some pictures of her just growing up, and then another one of her with her travels. Dude, you know, she's been to 9 different states in the first year of her life.
That should have been 9 different, what is it? World of Rojas videos.
It should have been. You know what? I am going to have World of Rojas is coming back. In January 1st, we're going to be dropping, well, I don't know about January 1st, January 3rd probably, but in January, we're going to be dropping some videos. There's a lot of stuff coming in that channel that I've had recordings over and over and over, and I'm just like, I need to post this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tom Lynn says, boy, I am lost. What are you lost? What's your question? I'm lost too. I don't know what that means.
Well, we covered the raffles. So if you need to find out information, then rewind. Then we did a little bit of a recap about some stuff that's going on in crypto. And now Rojas is talking about a doggy door that he reviewed and got stuck in.
Yeah. Her big old butt. She like bolts. She bolted through, and I heard. What is, you know, like, well, you know, when you kind of like scratch yourself up against a door and you could hear it like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked and I'm just like, did she break the door? I'm like. And because every time I'm just like, you want to come in? You could see her face like, ooh. And then she's like, whoosh, 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 just starts running right in. And I could hear like her just, whoosh. And I'm like, okay, this has to come off. And I could adjust it, you know, I could adjust it. But I just like, I like to have that door all the way wide open if I have to.
Right.
And I think when I open it all the way, it opens about like 70%. And I want at least 90% open, you know? But with Bella there, I think the door opens. I think with the doggy door, I think it opens up 20% or 25%. Like, it's just enough for the dog to go in and out, you know? So yeah, I had to take it down. I had to take it down just because of how clumsy it is, and now she bolts in and out, and I'm just like, she's gonna go through the freaking glass, and it's a double pane glass, so she might break her neck.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Yeah, not safe. So I'm like, I'm gonna take it down. So I ended up taking it down, but it was her birthday yesterday. Got her a like giant paw cookie.
Yeah.
I, you know, just kind of held it to her. She started licking it. And then her eyes went like this. And then her pupils got all huge. And she just devoured that cookie, man. I didn't give her the whole thing, because I'm just like, I don't want you to have the shits all night long.
Right.
You know, so. But yeah, so she weighs 63 pounds as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The vet says that she should still gain another 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, she's going to fill out.
Yeah. So she's been gaining weight really, really slow.
Right.
But I think that's normal within like after they turn 1 year old, I think that's normal, right?
Yeah. 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 They do a lot of their growing within the first year. And then after, I mean, they're still going to act like a puppy for like 5 years.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny, actually, I was, remember GoSun?
Yeah.
So I got one of their products and I was like, cool, let me do a something review new? On it. Huh?
Something new?
No, I never did the review from last time when I originally got it.
Right, right. Okay.
Or I don't see the video. I thought I did the video for this already, but I don't see the video anywhere.
Could be on the old channel.
Maybe. But actually, no, because the old channel was, remember we were doing the whole TechFluence thing when the old channel was already shut down?
Right, 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 right.
So I got to check my channel to see if I did post it, because I found a folder that says GoSun and there's nothing, it's all unedited footage. And I'm just like, did I ever
already shot?
Huh?
It's already shot?
Yeah, it's already shot, but I never did the edit for it.
Oh.
But I need to look at my old folders to see if I did do it in February or March or something, because I could have sworn I did it. But anyway, so I was editing the footage today and I went outside with the thing to set it up on the table.
Yeah.
And Bella comes right behind me and she's like this big. She's like all tiny, clumsy with her big old paws just going right around. I'm just like, like, what the hell? Right.
So for anyone who doesn't know the company GoSun, they create solar power products and they've been really innovative with how they've come up with their products. So we did an interview with them for TechFluence as well as a podcast with the owner and creator of their products. So some really innovative stuff, some really, really cool things. So yeah, which product was it for?
It was the solar powered oven.
Oh, geez. You got that, bro. That's sick,
dude. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
I put chicken in there, like raw chicken already prepared, put it in there, left it. I let it sit there for an hour. And then within maybe like within a few minutes, I could see a little bit of smoke coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 minutes, it looked like consistent steam.
Yeah.
And then about an hour, I pulled it out. I was able to touch the end of it. You have right to be careful because the end is not that big. It's like this. And then it's like metal. The metal's like right there. Right. So you have to like literally grab it and slide it out. It cooked good. It tasted really like it didn't overcook it. You know, when you overcook chicken, it's
yeah
like dry, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh no, it was like wet, moist, flavorful. It was like so good. I was just like, dude, this thing cooked it perfect. So you know, I don't know there in Canada, but I know here in the States they have very strict rules when you go to the beach. If there's not a grill there, they don't want you bringing your own grill.
Mm.
So with this solar panel thing, you could just take this to the beach and just while you're there in the water, just hanging out, just cook your food in there.
That's so dope, man.
You know,
man.
So I did reach out to them because they do have a freezer. They have like a little mini freezer. And then they also have like a little power generator. So I did reach out to them saying like, hey, do you guys have anything that, you know, like I saw you guys' new products. Like, how's it doing? How's it going? They're like, oh, it's going great. Like, it's super popular. We're selling out pretty quick. And I was like, dude, I want to check it out. Yeah. No charcoal, no gas, nothing. What's up, Digital Slang? What's up, Giorgio?
What's up?
Digital Yo, Slang's in the house.
Share my screen real quick so everyone can see. So this is GoSun's website. It's gosun.co. And you can see they have ovens, they have coolers, they have chargers. The water thing is pretty cool. There's the sport and the fusion for the ovens. There's the chill and the travel cutlery set. They also have, an espresso. What was the espresso thing? How do I see this stuff? Hold on. There was an espresso thing.
Yeah. Oh, that it could do coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Brew.
That was with the oven. Oh, there it is. The brew. Yeah. You're right there. The brew.
My internet's going slow today.
Oh.
There it is here. So stainless steel travel mug. It's a French press and heater all in one. Makes tea or coffeeware in just anywhere in 10 minutes. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Click on the ovens. I can show you the one that they sent.
Look at all that stuff.
It's crazy. See that? Look at that.
And you know, I'm really starting to think about like hitting them up some more, especially when it's coming to the summer. Because with crypto mining, because I'm into crypto mining, I'm using a lot of electricity. So any way that I can save on power, like I'm down. Like I'm so down.
Look at that. That's nuts. It's good stuff, man. It's really, really good stuff.
You wanted the ovens? Which one? Fusion or Sport? Or Go? Or Sizzle?
Go. Faux Shizzle. Go.
Faux Shizzle.
Go. That's the one that I got. Did someone say crypto? This is slang. Are you catching up? Are you catching up?
Yo, slang, do you got any CRO coins? Crypto.com?
Look at this.
Oh my God!
Thank you! Thank you, Giorgio, for the super chat. It says, you guys are great. Keep it up, Rojas and Next Level. Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
A lot. 619 says, ask them to send me a 100 watt panel and a 50 AH battery to test on my off-grid helium setup. Yeah, that's what I got, man. That thing works. It works. Like the instructions on the pamphlet that they give you, it's great. Yeah, it's super easy to set up. And the thing, just like, look at that. Look at the smoke coming out. Yeah, and they have a big old freaking, it's like, dude. Yeah, they're sending this to third world countries. Look how easy that is. You put it in. So you just grab the end of it like that and just pull it out. That's it.
It's a nice little travel bag.
Yeah, that's it. Look how small it is. And then, oh yeah, this is the other thing that they're doing. He puts water in there. And then look, the water's boiling. He puts water. Yeah. So he puts water in the stream. So he boils it to purifies it, puts the stuff in there, and then put it in tea, put it in whatever.
That's pretty cool, man.
It's nuts, dude. And the great thing about it is that, again, no gas, no charcoal, no fires. There he is. That's the owner.
Oh, shoot. He cut his hair?
Yeah. Yeah, we interviewed him a few, almost a year ago. He had longer hair, though.
Yeah. Really cool dude. Really cool dude. Yeah.
Awesome. Digital Slang says, nope, but I have some Sandbox, which is blowing up. I got Shill, which is blowing up too. While the market's bleeding. Actually, speaking about market, I need to check my... I talked to Next Level about this a while ago, that it wasn't doing so hot, and then it's coming back again now. So did the market close already?
Not 9 minutes.
9 minutes?
You're talking about stock market?
Yeah.
You in stocks?
Yeah.
What stock are you in right now?
Greenland Technologies.
What do they do?
And Disney. Green, it's green tech pretty much. I'll send you the thing to look at it, but it's supposed to give you clean stuff. They had like this huge spike, and then it came down again. I got my money back.
I've been doing a lot of research on Canadian crypto mining stocks, and they've been paying off for me. So there's one that I grabbed last week called Aqua for 16 cents, and it's up to 25 cents, which is some pretty good gains.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. What's up, Kiko?
Kiko.
Kiko. Man, why am I getting a headache? I just ate. Need beer. Yeah, but a deer peed in that water, but it's purified. You do know the water that you drink.
Well, it's had a journey, bro.
It's had a journey. It's had journeys as well. Oh, man. Crazy stuff there. So, yeah. So, again, if you guys do enter any of the giveaways that we're doing or any of the drawings, I should say, the raffle. I shouldn't even call it a giveaway. It's more of a raffle. If anybody does join the raffles, make sure you guys do let us know if you do send the money so that way we could keep track of it. Yeah, because if you don't, we'll look at it and hopefully you send us a message that says, hey, we sent money here. So okay. Other than that, do you think crypto is going to bounce back?
hell yes. But there could be a little bit of a dip when it comes to crypto within the next short term. I'm still seeing that it's possible, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to hit certain targets that we've been projecting for the whole year. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of things that are going on politically with crypto as well. Hillary Clinton was caught saying that crypto is going to destroy nations and blah, 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 talking all the smack. So, you know, it is what it is.
The thing is that it's not in their control anymore is what's happening.
Well, more and more people are realizing that crypto in general is the hedge against inflation. Right? You every year they print more and more money and it takes more and more money to buy less and less stuff every year. And the less that our money is worth, the more crypto is worth. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, they're afraid, man. Like, there's more people that are starting to make, what was it when COVID started last year? There's more millionaires that were born in that one year than in any given year. And it wasn't by a little bit. It was by a good amount. And it's not going to slow down. It's not. The thing is the way money is being moved right now, if you get into a smart investment and you know when to pull and not be greedy, you could be set for the rest of your life. And right now, the way governments are, they don't want that. They don't want you to, you know, like there's that thing, especially here in the States, they're saying Social Security is going to be crap by the time we get there. And it's already crap as it is, but you know, we're getting smarter. We're finding ways how to do things better. And we don't give a shit what the government says anymore is what's happening.
Yeah.
The
quicker they learn how to efficiently and reasonably tax it, the better it's going to be for them, because you can't fight it. And as a government, all they're going to do is tax it. So they got to figure out how to do that fair and justly, which is not something that a government usually does. So
yeah, there right now it's like too bad, so sad. It is what it is. You know, there's celebrities that are trying to get into crypto and they're making more money. They're trying to invest stuff. Actually, did you know there's somebody that has like 34 Ethereum coins. And this person bought it like, I think it was like 3 years ago when it was like really, like it was just a couple hundred bucks. But there's this thing that they're doing that this guy's trying to do. He is actually, he's waiting for Ethereum to hit, I think it was like 7K or 8K. Mm-hmm. And he'd have some billion whatever dollars, or I don't know, something in the millions or something, like just some big number. But whatever number that is, the rumor is that he's going to be the first person to purchase an NBA team with crypto. That's what he wants to do. He wants to purchase a team with the crypto money, and the whole thing is going to be crypto. You want to buy stuff, you want to buy food, you want to buy merchandise, you want to buy whatever, it's going to be all in crypto. We knew this is what was coming eventually.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we were talking earlier about the Staples Center, where the Lakers, the Clippers play, and it's going to be called crypto.com. I want to see what their plan is. I want to see what their plan is when it comes to the vendors. Are we going to be able to use our crypto to purchase tickets? Are we going to use our crypto to purchase food? I'm sure we'll still have the options for cash and for credit cards, but I'm very curious to know if they're going to say like, hey, scan this and you could send crypto to purchase stuff at a discount.
You know, see, 619 says buy the Lakers and then fire LeBum. But to be honest, the Lakers sounds like the best team to buy because crypto.com owns the stadium. Isn't that the stadium?
That's going to be the stadium, but that's not the team that the,
right.
That,
but I'm saying it makes sense to have the team purchased in crypto that is playing in a stadium that's owned by crypto.com. Like,
yeah,
just if the shoe fits, you might as well wear it. Yeah.
So the guy is working with Chicago Bulls, and he is looking into purchasing the team with crypto. That's the team that they're talking about. The Lakers, they haven't really announced what they're going to be doing with the Lakers. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be like 100% revolving around crypto.
So Slang says you can use crypto at the Maverick Stadium, which is, you know, Mark Cuban, and he's very bullish on crypto as well. So yeah.
You can, but what is the Maverick Stadium called?
I don't know.
It's not called Doge Stadium. They're using it. They started doing that. I think the Lakers, the Staples Center, when it changes over to crypto, I think it's going to be more. I don't know. There's going to be more avenues of using crypto than where Dallas Mavericks plays. Cause from my understanding is I have a cousin that lives out there, and he said like, yeah, you could use, and you know, I should have asked the question, which cryptos were available to use, but he said that most places, they don't even advertise them. You go get a hot dog, like cash or credit card, you know, cash or card. He only saw very, very, very few places. But I think the biggest thing that the Dallas Mavericks are doing is you could buy tickets with crypto. I think that's their biggest thing. So you're muted, by the way, Next Level.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. So there was a video I saw. They already, what the hell? That was a hard sentence to read there, guy on the couch. There was a video I saw. Okay, so apparently they have Shiba Inu on an ATM like Bitcoin. Was that at the Dallas Mavericks? Now, how does that work? An ATM cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have them all over the place here. So like all the convenience stores and stuff like that, yeah.
I'm starting to see them pop up, but how exactly does that work? It's not going to shit you a coin.
No. Like you could. So if you were going to withdraw your crypto in cash, think of that ATM being like an exchange. So you would send your crypto to that ATM's address, and then it would convert it to cash and it would pay you out. Right. Same kind of way. If you were to deposit, at least I've never done it myself, but this is my understanding. If you were to deposit cash, then it would deposit it through its exchange at its exchange rate, because there could be different rates and spreads depending on the fees and whatever they charge, and then it would transfer to whatever wallet that you're dealing with, right?
Gas fees and all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, El Salvador is in crypto. They're using crypto.
Yeah, they've been
seen them at liquor stores. I don't know how to use it. Yeah, I don't know how to use it either. I've seen it. I'm just like, ooh, that's cool. And then I'm just like, I'm not gonna. I don't know if I trust it yet. So is the Dallas Mavericks called BlockFi Stadium or BlockFi Arena? What is the Dallas Mavericks called? Now I'm curious. I hope they don't buy the Knicks. They will go back on the cheese line.
Oh, it's called the American Airlines Center.
Dallas Mavericks? Yeah, so who's BlockFi? All I know is crypto is taking everything over big time. Everybody's getting into it big time. Standing, oh man, this is the best comment ever. Standing at the ATM, getting yelled at from people in line, yelling back at them. I'm waiting for gas fees to go down. Is it 2 a.m. yet? Oh, that's some funny shit. Yeah, I did hear El Salvador was using Bitcoin. I think they're using Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, they're using Bitcoin. They're talking about creating a Bitcoin city by that volcano.
In El Salvador?
Yeah.
But really?
Yeah, Bitcoin city, bro.
Holy crap.
Show you. I'll pull up the article right now.
Which volcano?
I've been up one of
those volcanoes. I can't ever pronounce it. Check sleep something. El Salvador.
Where is it? I was reading an article on it earlier. Where the hell? Oh, here it is.
Salvador Volcano Bitcoin.
Bitcoin City.
Bitcoin City, I have it.
I was reading an article earlier. It was telling me, and they're saying there's no taxes, only on goods and services.
Wow. Yep, I've been to this volcano. I can never pronounce this freaking name. Conchagua? Yeah, ask me tomorrow what's the name of the volcano. I'll be like, I don't know how to pronounce it again. I think it's Conchagua. This is nuts. El Salvador Bitcoin City planned at base of the volcano. You know what's interesting is I haven't heard of anything bad about El Salvador in quite some time now. It used to be super dangerous. Like the worst gangs of the world. I don't know if you've known this, but it's called MS-13. Mara Salvatrucha.
No.
It's the worst gang or mafia or whatever that you want to call. They're the worst. I was watching this thing in Rojas. Did you buy CRO yet? No, I haven't. I'm looking at it though. Yeah, that gang is very, if you're not Salvadorian, F you pretty much. Yeah, MS-13. You got me all confused now. MS-13. No, these guys are all about them. And if you're not them, then you need to die. That's what their mantra is.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. They don't care what color you are. They don't care where you're from. They just don't give a crap about anything. It's either them or bye-bye. And I know in El Salvador, they used to go into town and recruit people by force. Obviously, they used to get the kids, take them up to the mountains, and they're there all their life. So they grow up in that, you know, and then when they come down, they don't know anything besides that type of life. I know it was really, really dangerous to go out there, and you had to be very careful with where you went. But I haven't heard much about them, so I'm kind of wondering if they got it all under control or what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like when Mexico back like 10 years ago, or like it was just, you know, the cartels were just you couldn't walk down the street without getting shot for no reason. You know, they're like, hey, you have a nice shirt.
I just want some chicken wings.
He's just like, well, now it's not a nice shirt. Now it's blood all over it. Trying to set up Telegram. What group? Rojas Reviews, Android TV Tips. I think in the description, it's our Telegram groups, isn't there? Yeah, we have a Beyond the Stream Telegram group too.
That one's mostly just like posting updates.
I heard they will kidnap you if you buy a Roku. It's kind of like 18th Street Gang in LA a long time ago. Yeah, kind of. But worse. The NFT Bay? What about the NFT Bay? You're freezing at times and Next Level's not. Am I freezing? Kiko says I'm freezing.
I thought it was me because I'm mining crypto on the same one that I'm live streaming on. So I thought I was freezing.
What's up, Dubart? Okay. Don't go back to work. Why would you do that? Thank you, Shrink and Sharon. Shrink and Sharon just shared the Telegram group for the Beyond the Streams. If you want to share also our groups, the groups that we're in, share that too. That's where we could chat more. Should we explain the whole raffle, how to get in it again?
Go for it.
Okay. I know you're like, you do it.
Jay, you okay. Do it.
Hey, Baba booey. You ba booey.
Baba booey.
Okay. So this is how you enter in the drawing. In the description below, you will see it says at the very top to enter the drawing, PayPal link, Venmo link, Cash App, or Zelle. You could do any of those. We're not doing PayPal. Or I'm sorry, we're not doing YouTube because YouTube, they'll just take the majority of the money. And we're not down for that. So there's four ways you could enter, which is below. Choose whichever one you want to send the money. That will get you in the drawing. You can come to Telegram. Shoot me a private message and say, hey, I entered it. I send money. Here it is. Or you could shoot me an email also, rojasentertainment@gmail.com, and say, hey, I sent this over. I want in the drawing. Now, this is what we're doing. We have three levels. We have three levels to enter. You could enter as many times as you want. When you do send the money, you have to let us know which one you're entering. If you send $10, then we know what it is. If you're sending $20, let us know if you're entering twice for the small pool or once for the bigger pool. We have to know which pool you're entering. So this is how this works. The small prize, it's $10 to enter. Every three people that come in, we add a second prize to it. So if we only get three people, there's going to be one prize. We draw the name, whatever name is, that's who is the winner. If we have six people in there, then we'll draw two names for two prizes. Second person will be that person will choose second. They'll choose whatever's left. Send me your wallet. I'll send you 40 Saitama. 40 Saitama. It'd be a lot more than 40.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers. I'll give you my wallet. I don't care. I'll take whatever you're going to give me, bro.
We said $40, not 40 Saitama is worth like...
I mean, I'll just take a donation. It ain't going to enter into the draw.
Yeah, we'll take donations. There you go. Okay, so small pool, it's a $10 entry for the raffle. Small pool, $10 entry. Those are the ones that will have earbuds, gaming mouses, you know, the little stuff. Now, for the big pool, that's going to be $20 entry. That's going to be your Formula, Buzz TV, your TiVo, some headsets. We got some headsets. So for that one, for the big pool, it's every four people that enter, we throw in another prize. So if we have 12 people that say, hey, we want in, and they paid, for 12 people, there's going to be three prizes. First person that we draw gets first dib. Second person we draw gets a second dib. Third person we draw gets a third dib. That's how that works. And then the last prize, this one, there isn't a pool. It's just going to be one straight winner. That one is for the crypto wallet, the cold wallet. That's the crypto wallet that Next Level's got. That one is $50 to get in. It's a very expensive item. $50 to get in. The way you do it is, and thank you, Shrink and Sharon, for sharing links for the groups.
Thank you.
The way you enter is in, again, the description below. Do not send for goods and services. Do not send goods and services because we will refund you. This is, you're not purchasing a product. You're purchasing a ticket to enter into the drawing. We're going to give you guys about, let's just say, 2 weeks. The deadline, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pull up the date. Okay. We're going to do the live raffle December 9th. You're like,
yeah, I knew that was coming.
December 9th is the live drawing. So the drawing will close December 8th. December 8th is the last time that you could enter in the drawing. Yes, exactly what Shrink and Sharon said. Send family and friends. That's the only way you can send it. If you send it any other way, we're going to refund it instantly. Yeah. So I know there's like Black Friday coming up. I don't know when people's paydays are because they're going to be like, hey, several people told me this, like, hey, can you wait till my payday? I'm like, I don't know when your payday is. So this is what we're doing. There's a Friday, this Friday, the 26th, and there's a Friday, December 3rd. So there's two Fridays coming up. So one of those two Fridays should be a payday if you're getting paid every 2 weeks. December 9th, Thursday, is when we're going to raffle it. What's left after last week's raffle? We never had a raffle last week. All we did was we talked about doing the raffle. So what we're talking about right now is how to enter in the raffle. So last week it was, do we want to do a raffle? Yes. Cool. What do you guys want to do? And then we talked about that. This week is like, cool, we're doing it. This is what you guys asked, what you guys want to do. So now this is how you buy in. And next week we'll probably give you guys an idea how many people have entered and say like, okay, these are all the prizes that we have so far. And then the following week after that will be the actual raffle. Now, if you do have any questions, if you're just like, dude, I don't get it. How do I enter on this raffle? I want to win a Buzz TV stick, or I want to win earbuds, or I want the crypto wallet. Send us an email and we'll explain how to do it. Send me an email. RoyalCostEntertainment@gmail.com. I should just do this. Send me an email.
I mean, you could also message in the Telegram groups because, like, everyone's going to know about it. So,
yeah. Now, remember, if you're like, hey, I want to enter in the small pool more than once, then tell us that. Say, hey, I'm sending you $30 because that's going to be three entries, $10 an entry, $30, three entries into the small pool. Santos just says, how much to get into all the drawings? So again, if you're like, I want to enter once in all the drawings, it's $50 for the crypto. It's going to be $20 for the big pool. And then it's going to be $10 for the small pool. So that's $80 total. If you want one entry in each one, one entry in each one. If you're just like, hey, you know what? $80 is too much. I want to enter instead of doing that. I want to enter eight times in the small pool. That's $80. If you're like, I want to enter four times in the big pool, that's $80. So just do the math on that. You could enter as many times, but you have to let us know. If you send $100 and say, hey, I'm sending you $100, cool. What are you entering? I have no idea. What are you entering? If you're just like, I really want that crypto wallet, I'm entering it twice. That's $50 for each entry. So your $100 will go, both entries will go in there. So that way your name will pop in twice for that spin the wheel. Yeah. Any other questions? Does that answer your question, Santos? Blade says, you sure you want to end the buy-in one day before the drawing? Yeah. If people start buying in now, and as we're getting the word out, people will start buying in now. They'll start getting in there and start purchasing and start saying, cool, let me get in, let me get in, let me get in. Anybody who gets in late, last stragglers, we're already going to have our list. We're already going to have our Wheel of Fortune built in. We're going to have everything in there already built in. So if anybody comes in late, we just easy, just copy paste their name. So it gives everybody about a little bit over 2 weeks, 2 weeks and 2 days as of right now. Yeah. And don't forget the community post. This is so important. Let me show this real quick. So Shrink and Sharon, thank you as always. If you do come here to the homepage, obviously here's like all of our videos. You could check out everything that we got. A lot of stuff here. Like we cover a lot of things. We go Beyond the Streams interviews. We've done What the Hell episodes, streaming news, general tech, gaming news. We need to have a crypto section. I don't know why we have security news. We need to have like a crypto section. But if you go to the top here where it says community, there's going to be a community tab. Click on this. And then look, this is where you could vote. We're like, we had this a couple days ago. Should we raffle the stream locator? 29 votes, 72% said yes. 28% said no. And see, it changes. 29 votes for this one, 32 votes for this one, 29 votes, 33 votes, 26 votes, 28 votes. This one's 26, 34 votes, 42 votes, and 40 votes. See, Formula and Buzz TV, you guys are really on top of those ones. So yeah, you could vote on every single one of these polls if you're interested in. If you're not, that's totally fine. You could just vote on one. And actually, you don't even have to vote anymore. Now it's just, if you want to get in the pool, just throw your name in the drawing. Okay, nice. I'll get in December 5th. All right, Blades, get in December 5th. So again, just to clarify, the small pool, it's a $10 buy-in. And that's going to have earbuds. It's going to have certain headsets, gaming mouses, keyboards, gaming keyboards, that type of stuff. For the big pool, that's going to be your Formula device, Buzz TV device. It's going to be like the Turtle Beach headset, the bigger, the nicer ones. Trying to think what else, like Mecool, TiVo, Chromecast, like some of the bigger ticket items. And then the crypto pool, that's the cold wallet. There's only one of those. So yeah. You guys should make a crypto channel. We kind of talk about crypto on this channel already. You know, we just need to make I need to make a playlist so that way you guys could see all the crypto conversations that we have. So I'll probably make a playlist and then I'll tag some of those videos in there. That way you guys could check it out. Are you guys going to watch Hawkeye series? I'm probably not. I'm probably going to wait until all the episodes are done before I start.
Yeah, I mean, you messaged me asking me if I watch Venom yet. I haven't watched Venom. I haven't watched Shang-Chi. I haven't watched, like, I could go on and on with the stuff I haven't watched.
Killing me, Smalls.
I know.
I know. Yeah, I want to talk about Venom so bad. Did you watch the first Venom?
Yeah, of course I did. I liked it. You didn't like it as much as I did.
Yeah. Watch the second one and you let me know. Okay, so if anybody wants in the drawings, I hope I've answered you guys' questions. Remember, you guys could join our Telegram groups and ask us questions. Let us know if you're confused about anything or if you need some more clarification. Yeah. Just let us know. Dwayne, is that how you say it? Dwayne Barney, welcome.
So,
Dubar. Dubar just came back to the group. Weren't you in the group already, Dubar? Yeah. So cool. Any other questions that you guys might have? And again, if you guys do send any kind of money to be in the drawing, shoot us an email or shoot me an email, RojasEntertainment@gmail.com, or shoot me a message in Telegram. That way I could see it. I'll see it. Or also, what's it called? When you do send it, you could also leave a note. Say, hey, this is Mike C. Or this is Blades. Here's my, if you say this is Blades, I already know who it is, obviously. Or if you say this is Mike C, I know who that is. There's a couple of you Mikes. So if you say, hey, Mike C, orale ese, I know who it is. And just say, hey, I want in the small pool, or I want in the big pool. If you send 10 bucks and you're just like, hey, I want in the crypto, your 10 bucks doesn't cover the crypto. It goes into the small pool. So just letting you know, 10 bucks small pool, 20 bucks large pool, 50 bucks for the crypto wallet, the expensive ass crypto wallet. Oh man. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so. We got a lot of good content coming up though. So if you didn't know, you better freaking know. Hit that, subscribe button. Make sure your notifications is on, because we got a lot of content that's coming through. The podcasts, I mean, a lot of you guys know us through YouTube and, you know, obviously, respectively, Rojas's channel, YouTube channel, and my YouTube channel. But the audio side has gotten well over 10,000 downloads and listens to. So it is slowly getting there where you guys are following the podcast as well, too. And we have people like, you know, Dimmy. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay, just making sure, because you're always like, you say his name wrong. I'm like,
just say Dimmy. Don't say the whole thing.
All right, I can do that. Anyways, but like he says, he likes to listen to us while he's working out, and it's easy to do that with the podcast, right? So it's pretty cool that it's gaining some traction. It's getting some downloads, some listen to. Beyond the Streams is very versatile, so that you can digest your favorite content any way that you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's like Next Level said, we have a lot of people that watch us and they're just like, dude, you know, we like what you're doing. We're like, get on the show so we could talk. So yeah, Dimmy, we've had Dimmy here. We've had New Tech, Lee TV. We had Bo Nose, Free Tech, Tanya, Fire TV Sticks. Yep. We've had a lot of content creators, and then outside of content creators, Digital Slang. Actually, I should say this. Outside of streaming, we've had Digital Slang. We've had Zach Talks Tech, El Jefe. Like, we've had a lot of people outside. And also, even outside of streaming, you know, we talked about GoSun, Omni Labs. We've talked a lot to a lot of different companies.
Like, yeah, for sure.
People from that were attending TechFluence. Just so many good things, here. So, you know, if you guys missed an episode from way back, you just look through our playlist. You'll be surprised. You'll be like, whoa, you guys talked to this dude a long time ago. This is great. The Butcher, I think the Butcher Dabs was like our very first interview that we did on the show.
I think so too.
Yeah. So that was cool. Love the Butch. I know he's now one of your fellow Canadians.
He is. And I haven't hit him up yet. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to see what's up.
Yeah. So he's up there. I will say this. Some of the content that we do have coming, stay tuned. As you guys know, we are not live this Thursday, November 25th, because it is in the United States. Thanksgiving. For people who don't know Thanksgiving, you might call it Remembrance Day, which you guys celebrate that a completely different day than we do.
But no, hold on. We call Thanksgiving Thanksgiving, but we have Thanksgiving in October.
Oh, so what's Remembrance Day? Oh, that's Veteran. No,
that's Veterans Day. Yeah.
I get confused with all the mountainies and all that stuff that you guys have up there.
Moving on.
So, yeah, our Thanksgiving is going to be, is not, it's going to be, it is November 25th. So, we actually have a special episode coming this Thursday. It's called Thanksgiving Stories. Pretty much sit down, story time. So, hope you guys do enjoy that episode. We are going to be talking about crypto also this weekend. And then next week, I think next week is the last. Actually, you know what? Next week is when we start kicking off all the December stuff. So stay tuned. Our What the Hell episodes are always fun. It's always like what the freak is going on? Like, what's it? What is this crap? Yeah. Feel like I'm missing something. I don't know. I'll remember. But I will drop some short clips on this channel. That way you guys could see exactly what we got. If you guys want to enter it, they're just going to be really short. How to enter small pool raffle. And then the next one, how to enter large pool raffle. And the next one, how to enter for the crypto wallet.
Yeah.
That way you guys have the instructions and you guys can do it. Okay. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, anybody. Trevor is asking, any good Black Friday deals? You know what? I actually did a video on the Rojas Reviews channel. I actually did a video a few days ago. I don't know if I could pull it up. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I did do a video on the Rojas Reviews about Black Friday. Yeah, it was my video from a few days ago. There it is. Share. Wait, did I get it? Okay, here it is. Sorry, guys. Okay, so here's the video. For whatever reason, doesn't want to paste it. There's the video right there, guys. This is the Black Friday. I did a Black Friday just a few days ago with some really good deals going on. I think this Black Friday is going to be really good. Like some of the stuff that I've seen, I think it's going to be pretty good. So there's the video right there if you guys want to check it out. As you guys know, Next Level and I have our own channels, so make sure you guys do subscribe to our channels. Outside the podcast, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Telegram, follow us wherever. We're all over the place, so just follow us all over the place.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm gonna start wrapping it up. Just want to say thank you to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving for anybody that's out there listening. If you are listening to the rewind of this, or if you are on the audio side, head over to YouTube. If you're on the audio side, in the description below, we'll have the links on how to enter in the giveaways. So make sure you guys do that. Again, it helps support the channel. You guys get products and we could move some stuff around. We got tons of stuff here. If you guys haven't noticed, we always have tons of stuff here to give away. And yeah, my room looks a lot cleaner than it did last week. So I had to do some cleaning, but appreciate you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive on Thanksgiving if you don't have to. There's a lot of drunk drivers out there.
Stay put. Like, honestly, the food is going to give you itis. So be somewhere safe and be with people that, you know, that care about you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And appreciate you guys. Next Level. Anything you got?
You know what I always say, man. Thank you guys for coming out, for joining us on the live stream. For those of you that are listening on the audio side, or if you are catching the audio side for the first time, make sure that you leave us a review so other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. You know, the reviews help us a great deal. It really helps to get the podcast out to other people so that they can find Beyond the Streams as well. If you guys are listening to us after the fact, the live streams typically happen on Thursdays around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, somewhere between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come out there, join the conversation on the Beyond the Streams YouTube channel. Be a part of the conversation and the community over there. Thank you guys again, and we will see you guys on the next one. Peace.
Peace.